Heather, thank you so much for those very kind and generous words and for helping to get us all settled here. And thank you all for coming on what we all agree is a very hot day. I hope it won't get even hotter as our discussions and debate get going in the next few minutes. It is, of course, very good of the current Secretary of State for Education, Michael Gove, to have given some kind of publicity to this event by virtue of having announced his interest in addressing the history syllabus and history curriculum and whether or not he's going to reform it. If so, how, with whom, and over what span of time, we don't yet know. But in any event, it's clear that history teaching, the history syllabus, the history curriculum in schools is once again big news, and I suspect is going to remain big news for a goodly while. Heather's already suggested some of the things we ought to address this evening. If you'll allow me to, can I read a bit from one of my points of view, which I gave earlier this month, which I addressed, as it were, to Michael Gove in particular, as well as to the broader BBC audience? And can I pose these questions again, which seem to me, perhaps rather like Heather's, to be mildly helpful and relevant? Who should decide what history is taught in schools? Should it be the government or academic experts or examination boards or the schools themselves or even the parents? What is the balance that should be struck between teaching the history of, for example, England, of Britain, of the British Empire, of Europe, of the United States, of China, or of the world as a whole? Is the teaching of history about chronology and narrative, or about analysis and structure, or about information and detail, or about empathy and imagination, or about a combination of some or all of those things? Should it be concerned with long periods of time to give a sense of the length of the past, or with shorter periods so the past can be studied in greater depth? For how many hours a week should history be taught in schools, and to what age should it be made compulsory? There are plenty more questions that ought to be asked in addition to those, but those seem to me at least to be some of them. Now, in order to attend to these questions tonight, we have assembled a very distinguished panel, and if I may, I would like now to introduce them. On the far left, not perhaps his normal position or posture, is Kenneth Baker, the Right Honourable Lord Baker of Dorking, Conservative Member of Parliament from 1968 to 1997, who held a variety of senior ministerial positions in Margaret Thatcher's governments as Minister of Local Government, as Secretary of State for Education and Science when he was responsible for introducing the national curriculum, Chairman of the Conservative Party, and subsequently Home Secretary. Kenneth Baker is also, in addition to having been, as it were, a practicing politician with a particular interest in the national curriculum and in history, a practicing historian, and he has written many books, particularly exploring the issues of cartoons in political culture. They're all terrific reads. I'm not sure there are any on sale afterwards, but they are well worth looking at. Secondly, Catherine Byrne, who has taught history for 10 years in secondary schools in Oxford. Varied roles as head of faculty, mentor to PGCE students and professional tutor have given her an abiding interest in the process and substance of what she calls teachers' professional learning. As university lecturer in education, she now teaches on the PCGE history programme in the Department of Education at Oxford University. Working in conjunction with the Historical Association and colleagues from Oxford, Warwick and Southampton, she co-led a TDA-funded research and development project to produce a web-based induction materials for new history teachers, drawing on her own doctoral research. For the last 2 years, she has worked with Dr. Richard Harris to research the practice of history in schools for the Historical Association, and it was from that research that it became possible and necessary to draw attention to the decline in teaching history at key stage three in some schools, as well as other restrictions. Anne Curry studied at Manchester University, began her teaching career at Teesside Polytechnic, moving on to Reading and then Southampton University, where she is now Professor of Medieval History and best known for her work, provocative, iconoclastic, on the Battle of Agincourt. Her most recent accomplishment is an online database of 250,000 14th and 15th century soldiers. And if you wish to check whether your ancestors are among them or not, it's perfectly easy to do so. You can find out via the appropriate website. Anna served on several higher education groups, including the Quality Assurance Agency, the Arts and Humanities Research Council, and has been Vice President of the Royal Historical Society, and she is currently President of the Historical Association. Tristram Hunt is not here. Tristram Hunt is not here because, of course, even as we conduct our own discussions this evening, the whole issue of academy schools is actually being debated in the House of Commons, as it were, right now, and Tristram has to be there to put his point of view. And so standing in for Tristram at very short notice is Professor Chris Husbands, Dean of the Faculty of Culture and Pedagogy here at the Institute of Education. Chris began his professional career as a teacher of history and senior manager in secondary comprehensive schools. He joined the Institute in September 2007, having been director of the Institute of Education at the University of Warwick and Dean of Education and Lifelong Learning at the University of East Anglia. He has researched and written widely on curriculum development and pedagogic practices in secondary schools and on school management and development. And his 1995 book, What is History Teaching?, is widely established as a key text in the teaching and learning of history. Finally, Steve Mastin first taught history at the Lees School, Cambridge, before moving to the state sector, where he is head of history at Sawston Village College, Cambridgeshire. While he's been head of history at Sawston, the number of pupils opting to study history at GCSE has increased from 48% to 70%, despite the subject's perceived difficulty. Steve has written various articles on school history for the professional journal Teaching History and has led seminars for history teachers. He helps mentor trainee teachers through the PGC history course at the University of Cambridge. He stood as a parliamentary candidate at the general election for the Conservative Party, and he has advised Michael Gove about history in the curriculum and spoken at several Conservative Party conferences about education. That's our lineup. Will you join with me in welcoming our panelists tonight?